Blog Talk Radio.
Working?
Yep. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show. I don't know why I'm getting all this feedback from the ventilation of my house, but, well, at any rate, it's great to be back with you tonight here on Monday night, August the 21st of 2023. I'm your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's so great to be with you, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you're accessing the program. I'm honestly thankful that you have made the decision to tune into the broadcast tonight as the summer is winding down quickly. Why does it always have to go by so fast? Why, oh, why, oh, why? Oh, my, no, right? The school district in the city where I live starts class back tomorrow in a state where districts are not supposed to start school unless they apply for a waiver. And unfortunately, they have made it too easy to apply for a waiver. I think new stipulations need to be brought into place by the state of Michigan in order for districts to apply for these waivers, aside from just being somehow affiliated with a community college. Somehow affiliated with a community college, that's not a good enough reason. That's not a good enough reason. I don't care. It's not a good enough reason. Especially if you are somehow affiliated with a community college and maybe you're a high school student and you're dual enrolled. And let's just say you start school tomorrow. We'll say as here in Midland where I live, they do. And let's say for part of the dual enrollment, you're at high school part of the day and you're at college the other part of the day. Well, for the first 4 days or so, you wouldn't have any college because colleges right around here don't start until this coming Monday. So that kind of throws it off balance, doesn't it? Kind of throws it off. I think it throws it off. So in my mind, if they're going to start before Labor Day, they shouldn't be starting until the week before, not 2 weeks.
And when
we talk about high school kids' exams being done right before Christmas, okay, how important is that really? To me, I'm one of these people where, the older I've gotten, the more I've enjoyed like the holidays and the holiday time and Christmas time and stuff, and to me, I'd rather not spend some of that time worrying about exams. But what I mean by that is I mean taking the exams before Christmas, because in my mind, it's better to take them in January and not do them in December. And so... but then again, to each their own, however they decide as far as the exams. And also, you want the semesters to both be equal in length. And so case can be made for that, too. And there's the idea of, well, you start school earlier, you end earlier. Possibly, it all depends. But then, anyhow, that's what I think about all that. But you see, what I was going to say, is honestly, it's kind of an interesting time of year when you get to that fourth week of August, because, that week that's like 2 weeks before Labor Day, it's kind of, it gets interesting when you get to like August 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th in a different, because, you know, you still have a little bit of summer left to a degree, but also you have football season starting up. Like in the state I live, high school football starts this week. But as far as the games start being played. Also, but in some states, like Texas, they started last week. The first game would have been last week. And I think Ohio did too. Yeah, I think many states did start last week. Honestly, I don't know how I would feel about high school, the first high school football game at the varsity level in Michigan being more than 2 weeks before Labor Day. I don't know how I'd feel about that. I know to me personally, I enjoy spending Friday night of Fair Week here in Midland. I enjoy spending Friday night at the fair, riding the rides, eating a corn dog, you know, whatever, just, you know, seeing what I can see, having a great grand old time at the county fair, as they say. And, but, you know, they started doing that thing to where they would do the games on Friday, you know, on like the Friday maybe, like 2.5 weeks before, then I'd be like, well, can we have the games early in the afternoon? Is what I would wonder then. Can we have the games early in the afternoon maybe on that Friday? Or, you know, because, and what about the football players who show animals too? Because, but then also, I honestly wonder, when we talk about the fair, I find myself wondering, would it not be a bad idea to possibly have a fair in like early or mid-June, like right after school is done? Kind of like how we do the fair right now, right when school lets out. But I think might be cool instead, at least for a trial run, to do it at the end of the school year, like right after they get done. And then after that, you know, or everyone just goes about their summer. You know?
Yeah.
You know, and then, leave town and what have you, whatever you do. I think it would be an interesting trial to see how it goes. My hope would be that it would result in us getting some better rides, both in terms of the main, you know, larger rides, as far as the children's circuit, the small child circuit, because the small children's rides I was told this year were not great for those who were like under 36 inches tall. The rides for them were not great this year. They weren't. And also, what's this thing about for the kiddie rides, you have to pay the exact same price as you do to go on a regular ride, as far as like for the wristbands. So that doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
And the big rides, I feel like the big rides take a lot more to put up.
Yeah.
Do they weigh a lot more, do you think, when you look at those big rides? Do they weigh a lot more, or does it just feel like they do?
No, they do. They're way bigger.
And you feel like there would be a difference if you were to watch them take down a kiddie one and then watch them go take down a big one?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you actually seen it?
Oh, bless you.
You've actually seen it? Is that part of how you know? Is because you've seen them when they were taking down both big rides and kiddie ones, and the big ones were much harder to take down?
Yeah, putting up and taking down, yeah.
In most cases, it's much harder.
Yeah.
Yet they charge us all the same.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense. I'm thinking maybe they should charge us about what they do, but charge the kid ones a bit less.
Yeah, I think.
Because right now, the way they have it, if like a, you know, a three, four, 5 year old wants to go ride on some rides, they're 36 inches tall, and they're required to be with the parent unless they're 42 inches tall for certain rides. Guess what? Guess what? Generally, the mom or dad has to, guess what they got to do? Buy a wristband to ride with that kid. So for that kid to ride that ride, to ride those rides, it's not 30 now, it's 60.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, for one teenager to go ride the big rides, or even a 8-year-old, 10-year-old, or whatever, and, you know, mom just helps them to the ride, you know, doesn't necessarily ride them. It's only $30, you know, or 25 if you go on one special day, or 20 if you go on Kids Day, you know, like the way they do it doesn't make sense. And I'd be curious, why do you charge the kiddie ones the same way? You know?
Yeah.
Because everything else, you take, you know, you take the kids to a different attractions, and that generally they have a lower rate for those under 6 or 12 or 18, like depending on the place.
Yeah.
They charge lower rates for like younger kids, but even Cedar Point does it with the rides. They have a discounted rate for those who are shorter than a certain height, but the fair doesn't. I don't know of any carnival that prices it differently. I doubt many do at all. So that would be my question to the carnival industry. And I mean, I love these thrill rides. I love them. The ones I go on, it'll always be a pastime to me. It always will be. I enjoy, going on the rides. I like to say at the fair, there's something you get there that you don't really get so much at Cedar Point. I like to say it's where music and rides come together. Because on some of the big rides, they'll play music. Mm-hmm. And I love Big Rock Amusements, which is headquartered in Chesaning, by the way. When I went to Saginaw County Fair like 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, I promise. Just about every big ride had music on it. Just about every big ride had music on it. Even the Ring of Fire had music on it. But at a fair like Midland, only like 3 rides had music.
Yeah, they didn't have
maybe 4. But it was so cool having that great musical element to so many of those rides. It just makes it so cool when you have all these different rides all playing their music and different genres and that. It just gives it a different feel. And part of why I enjoy it, to be honest. But, man, I'd love Big Rock to come do a carnival like at Midland Mall or something, or just downright get the Midland Fair contract. Oh man, I would love to talk to Nick, whatever his last name is.
Oh.
Nick Hall, and see what he has to say about all this and what a June fair would look like, because what do you think Aunt Rock would say? Or you bet she would say, it's fine the way it is. See what she, that's what she would say?
Probably.
She'd be like, why would you want to change something that's not broke?
Yeah.
Why would you want to, do you bet she would say something like that? Why do you want to fix something that's not broke?
Right. Probably.
I'd be like, well, the Midway rides tell a different story. When you have three big ones down, that's not a sign that something's fixed. It's a sign that something is broken. When it's fixed, you know it's fixed because there's not three Midway rides now. And a kitty ride being hauled away. We saw a kitty ride, the fire engine, being hauled away when me and Cassandra got back to the fair the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's four rides, different rides that I knew of that were down at least at some point in one day.
Hey.
That is not the sound to me of something that is fixed.
No.
Because when it's fixed, at least all of them but one, maybe two, are fixed. They're working. You know, and everything's going smoothly and, you know, and the lines are moving efficiently and things like that. That's what it looks like if it's fixed. The animal thing going the way it should be, which I thought it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the... You know, different things like that. It seemed like they weren't on us, on people as much about the parking thing either.
No.
So that, I think that was a good change to see. Is it just me, or did you feel like that needed to happen?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. It needed to happen.
Yeah, it really did. So I'm sure after seeing it, I'm sure he's learned some things, I hope, about maybe trying to get a different company or something, because right now, as we speak, that the those rides are in Flint. I mean, in Mount Morris. Now, I love their big rides when they're working. And they seem like a cool group of people. And you know what's funny? 2 days after our fair is done, they do a day down in Mount Morris at that fair where each ride to go on is only $1 per ride.
Oh, wow. $1?
$1 per ride instead of a certain amount of tickets.
That's crazy.
Which means that can literally make it cheaper than the general bracelet.
Yeah.
Because then it'd be... So then how do they do that? Do you just pay the workers $1? Or do you bet it's just that you just, how do you bet they do it?
I don't know. Yeah.
Or do you bet they just make you ride one ticket and lower the ticket price instead of being $1.50 a ticket, they're $1 a ticket?
Maybe, yeah.
I would think that's how they would handle it. You lower each ticket price down to $1.
Yeah.
And you lower the ticket, how many tickets they require each to one ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Do you imagine, they'll use something like that probably?
Yeah.
Because that way the workers are only handling tickets and not money.
Right.
So do you bet that, is it just me or is that probably what you think they're doing?
I think so.
So like you'd still have to go get tickets, so you just go up there and be like, okay, I would like 12 tickets. Okay, $12. You know what I mean?
Because
that'd be like, you know, I plan to go on combined 12 rides today or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was, you know, like if I was down there. And then there's this one lady who I think is really cool. Her name is Melinda. And she works this water gun thing. Family fun at the water gun. And she was telling me, you know, when I was there the last night of the fair, telling me where they're going to go up, where they were going after this. They, you know, she said they were going down to Flint and then they're going down to a couple different places in Indiana, then to a place in Illinois, then they're going to Massachusetts, then to Georgia, and then they're going home to, oh, that state to the south of us, that I'm not going to name because we're getting too close to football season. And about that, and in this state, we have a rivalry, a huge football rivalry between us and that team down south. Yeah, they call us that state up north, so equal. And yes, I will admit, I love that state. I like that team a lot, too. But I'm trying to become a stronger believer in Michigan and be a true blue Wolverine fan so we can be the absolute best we can be. Speaking of football, I'm going to kind of let you know right off the bat what my football plan is for this week. So I'm going to start football coverage tonight as this is the home of football here on this program, you know. I've called it Football Central ever since we launched it the first year. So this will be the seventh year of doing this. For those of you new, for each level of football, you know, there's five different teams that I cover on a regular basis, on this program. There's the high school teams here from the city of Midland and Dow. And then college, we talk about Michigan and Michigan State. And then for NFL, the Lions. So kind of a pure Michigan, if you would, you know, because I feel like we do have a decent amount of our listeners from America who are from Michigan. And I think that's fair to say. And of course, you know, being in America, you know, football is a great pastime here in the state of Michigan, and being bundled up on a Friday night, especially when it gets into October, hopefully in November, you know, if your team that you follow makes the playoffs and being bundled up and, you know, sitting there, you know, maybe getting cold, but after all, in this state where I live, Michigan, it's part of how it is. I guess that's part of why we're tough. I guess. At least when it comes to cold, we're tough. Supposed to be, at least. In the winter, I'm like, oh, why is it so cold? But when it's fall and I'm at the football game, it's just, I guess it's just because I only want it to snow when it's Christmas. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
But then again, it's Michigan. We deal with it even when we don't want to, I guess. But nonetheless, so I wanted to say real quick, so tonight I'm going to preview briefly the Midland High Chemics, a little bit of what, you know, the local media said, you know, Midland Daily News, and then give you what I predict their final regular season record will be. It does not take into account playoffs. What I mean by that is just based on what their regular season record will be. And then playoffs, of course, goes week by week. Tomorrow night, I will do the same with Sal High. And in case you're wondering, I don't necessarily do it that way for to put M with M Midland Monday, even though I've tended to do it that way. Next week, we'll do the same thing with college, Michigan and Michigan State. Oh, so let me guess, Miracle Man, you're going to talk about Michigan Monday and Michigan State Tuesday.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. Just to prove you wrong, I might actually talk about Michigan State Monday and not Tuesday. Maybe I will, just to throw you off. Okay. That way you don't, maybe so that you don't just think I'm doing it to put M with M. You know, on Michigan Monday. But then again, sometimes it's cool like that. But nonetheless, I'm just saying. But anyhow, and so, we'll talk about that and, you know, and also talk about where each team briefly in that, talk about very briefly where each team was last year and how they fared and what do I expect to change, you know, as we start the new 2023 football season. And then after Labor Day, we will discuss the Detroit Lions, who I hope will actually truly roar this year and not be kittens or lie downs, like some people like to call them. And what I predict will happen with them. And when we talk about these, so like these first couple weeks, but then on Wednesday, each Wednesday, I predict games for the coming weekend. And in terms of football, because of how the football season is, generally I say the football weekend starts Thursday and ends Monday, if you include the NFL games. Does that make sense? So it's actually longer than just 2 days, you know? Because the first couple days I don't have any games to predict tonight or tomorrow, these are like kind of because they haven't played the first game, you know? And then depending on the level, when we get to halfway through, I kind of do an overview of what I expected and a bit of a where are we now. So just a little bit of a prelude to how Football Central goes, because I love me some football. It's the part of it that kind of makes fall worth it, I like to say, is having the football. Because I'm a summer guy to the bone. I really am. But of course, eventually, it's got to come to an end. But okay, I'm going to do my quick housekeeping stuff real quick. First thing I want to remind you about real quick is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, and it's about how great God has been. He's always been there for me, you know, even for us as a family back when I was very young. And I didn't yet know about, you know, the ways of faith and that because I was super little. I was going through, you know, all that medical stuff at a very young age. And my mom learned how to stand firm. She learned how to believe in God. She learned, you know, about walking by faith. And I'm so glad she did. Because what if she didn't? Well, I wouldn't be here doing this program. And if you're listening, Mom, happy birthday. Happy early birthday. Tomorrow's her birthday. So I will be thanking her for that. So. But it's, like I said, it's her birthday tomorrow. But nonetheless, So you can go online to find out about Rivers of Miracles by going online to riversofmiracles.com. That is Rivers of Miracles. Do you mind getting me in a cold water? Mm-hmm. That is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to your life. I want it to be a blessing into your life. I really do. And so I stand on it. Thank you, Jesus. So you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out about the book and how it can be a blessing. Praise God, how you can get it in your hands. And so the other thing I want to remind you about really quick is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. By the way, I want to thank my partners who have sown into this program. Thank you to all of you. And it really means a lot that you would sow your seed like you do into this program. And just help us keep going. Help us keep winning the lost, reaching the unreached, telling the untold. That's what we do here. I think the heat might be on now.
I shut it off, Chris. It's not working. I hit it on. Yeah, it's not working. I just shut it off, but I don't know why.
Maybe if you just turn it off the fan and just turn it back on AC, maybe that'll fix it.
I don't know. I'm going to open the back door, so.
Sorry about that. Just seeing what's...
Is that too loud?
I guess not. No. But anyhow, the other thing I want to remind you about, but yeah, so you can sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. Go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want to remind you about is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of these are capitalized. So please make a note of that, if you would, so kindly. Thank you. And the verse I want to sow into your life tonight says, it says this, therefore, he who soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. That means, you know, you could sow more, but you don't. You just sow whenever it's convenient. But he who soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. I want to be that bountiful sower, not the one who sows sparingly. Amen. And so, I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. And I'm going to teach on Psalm 91 and the blessings of safety and protection. Amen. And so, anyway, sing a couple songs, like I said, and then get into the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm.
I love everything you are. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mercy flows from the earth down on me. Mercy flows from the heart down on me. A million words could not describe how marvelous your perfect life. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. My heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. Yes, my eyes focus on your beautiful eyes. A million tongues could not express how marvelous, beautiful your holiness. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. My heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. My eyes focus on your beautiful eyes. A million tongues could not express how beautiful your holiness. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. My life is yours. Will be forever. My life is yours, will be forever. My life is yours, my life is yours, Jesus. It will be forever. My life is yours. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Mm-hmm.
You speak the waters at your command. Always they push and pull at your command. You speak and they overcome. With only just a breath, the word begins. We sing, God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. Whoa, whoa. There'll never be anyone like Jesus. When nothing we could do would be enough. With all the moons and skies you reach for us. My sin and grave will overcome. My life was overwhelmed by perfect love. We sing, God. There's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. We sing, God. There's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. Your name is far greater than any name I know. Your name is higher than any other throne. You are the author, the creator of it all. You stand alone. You stand alone. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. Yeah. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. Never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. Never be anyone like you. Never be anyone like you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is no one like you, Jesus. Thank you for what you are to us. for who you are to us, for what you mean to us. Thank you for what you're doing in us, for us, through us. You know what we have need of, Jesus. I know that you are moving on our midst and that you are our great God. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're going to do, and for what you're doing right now. And I know, but it's just marvelous. All your plans that you have for us are for good. Thank you that we can rest in you knowing that. Thank you that you are meeting the needs of every listener that has tuned into this program tonight. And I just know that you have their best interest at heart. And I thank you, Master, for that. In your name, Jesus. And I make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners will come into this program, that finances will come into this program, that increases in listenership, more and more listeners will tune into this program. And I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your program. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen.
One notification. 7:17 p.m. Messenger. 48 minutes ago. Stefani J. Tom. Oh man, I want to go.
And amen. So turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Psalms. Amen. The book of Psalms. I'm going to Psalm number 91. I'm going to teach on you tonight, to you tonight, about the blessings of safety and protection. Amen. The blessings of safety and protection. Now, where I go to, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Just giving you a minute to find it. Oh, and if you beat me tonight, good for you. I purposely kind of took a minute to get there to see, with the hope maybe that one of you could actually beat me. Never mind. Just fun with competition. That's all. Praise God. Going to begin with verse 1. Of Psalm 91. He who dwelleth in the shelter of the Most High. Amen. Did you see that? The Most High God is a shelter. Shelter means a place, a safe haven. Place you can feel safe. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. You really should be able to trust in God. You really should be able to trust. You really should. So verse 3. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. What's that? Oh, whatever could come near you. Continued. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no evil will befall you. No disaster. It says no disaster, but I like to say no plague will come near your tent. But these days, it's better to stay dwelling. No evil shall befall you, nor no plague shall come nigh your dwelling. For he will command, he already has, for he has commanded his angels concerning you to keep you in all of your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and will show him my salvation. So, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, that means like knowing him. That's what that's talking about. And we just read some awesome verses tonight. We did. And when it talks about, you know, the pestilence, the different plague at noon, or this and that. Folks, we're in the last days. You know, when we're in the last days, stuff's going to happen. Stuff's going to happen. But these various things, you know, that God wants to protect us from, they shall not come near you. If you're in that great covenant with God. Now, where I go to church, we stand on Psalm 91. We stand on Psalm 91. And there's a confession that is either said by Dr. Barclay, or a video confession is played that has Dr. Barclay upon it when Dr. Barclay is not there. And every service is closed with the Psalm 91 confession. That is how serious we take it. Now, don't be going around like using Psalm 91 like it's some password or something. No, but Psalm 91, it's great. And it says, and I will protect you. And then it says near the end, because this person loves me, because they love me, I shall protect them. It says he, but it can also mean she. No, I did not bow down to the woke mob, and I will not. I don't do that here. But it said, because he loved me, I will protect them and guide them. That's what it says. It's amazing the day we live. I mean, it's wild the day we live in. You could go down to the store. Not you, but you could go down to the store to grab some groceries when you get out of work and have someone with a shotgun want to kill you. Yep. But not us. We stand in the Most High God. And what do you say? You know, no murder, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash. You know, and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I can think of many cases, multiple different cases over my life, where because we love God, you know, and that and trusted in God, and we're under that canopy of God's protection, that people could have died, but they didn't. I remember one time we were driving on I-75 down in the Flint area, going down to an Ann Arbor appointment for my hearing aid. Now this was between 20 and 25 years ago. More than 20, but less than 25, so somewhere in there, about that, about the year 2000 or so. So, but we were driving on the freeway, and it was pretty snowy, pretty icy, and so we were driving down the interstate. We get hit by this big, huge truck, and we spin for a bit, and I'm sitting in the back seat, buckled up. My mom is driving, of course. But, you know, my mom did not die, but she did have some injuries. And so, long story short, I get put in this police car. They take me and get me some donuts. I get to the hospital to see my mom. And I'm saying in there, my mom will live and not die. My mom will live and not die. My mom will live and not die. We stood on the word of God. I stood on the word of God for my mom. 10-year-old kid that knew the word of God. Because I was learning. They were teaching us this kind of stuff in children's church. In my church. They were teaching us this kind of stuff in children's church. And so, but long story short, you know, she came home from the hospital just a couple days later. You know, within weeks and months, her strength came back. And she was driving again within a few weeks, and maybe a month or so. But pretty rough accident. Shouldn't have had as good of an outcome as she had. Miracle working power of God. A couple other people We had a couple other rough wrecks from people in my church within a few weeks of that. One person was driving, got in a bad wreck, went to a coma for like nearly 40 days, but then they came back too, and God was there for them. Another person ejected from a vehicle, but then they got, I'm so glad and lovely. Either one of these people could have died. They did not die. God's hand was on them. And, the protection of God is not something that you should just take lightly. But you should use wisdom. Yeah, there's the God kind of wisdom. But also God says, I protect you because I love you. But that doesn't mean that you just go be dumb either. But he says, I'll protect you. I'll rebuke the devourer on your behalf. That's why we pay the tithe. What I mean by that is that's one of the benefits of the tithe, is that God rebukes the devourer on our behalf. And so I'm just glad, that God just rebukes that devourer. And the devourer can come in many different forms. Could be a disaster. Could be this or that or something else or who knows. But
7:34 p.m. Messenger, 1 hour ago.
I'm glad to know that God has us in his hands. It makes me happy. Just to know that. And to know that he has my best. Our best interest at heart. But, as you go through this life, you're going to go through some things. But, as we go through this life, if you ever find yourself feeling uneasy about something, or maybe you're somewhere in a rough spot or something, at least know, God has you. And if you're doing like what God called you to do, you're under his protection. You should know, that he is protecting you. That he wants to protect you. He loves you. And remember what we read, listeners? It said, because he loves me, I will protect him. I will go before him. I've sent my angels round about him to keep him in all of his ways. And whenever I speak Psalm 91 or anything like that, I don't do it lightly. I don't do it lightly. And I would say a car may crash tonight, but it won't be yours in the name of Jesus. A plane mate might crash, but it won't be yours. Someone may die tonight. Someone might be killed tonight, but it won't be you and it won't be yours. In the name of Jesus. And that's the kind of stuff, that we believe. And it also talks about he'll bless us with long life. Now, obviously, he's limited us to 120 years on the earth, but, you know, good long life. I'd rather have that than have a bad life and a short life, or a bad long life. Because you can have a long life, but it not be a good life. So that's why I would say live long and live strong. Amen. And so, you know, we live and not die. And we don't live in fear. And because if you go around living in fear all the time, then you're not going to feel so safe. You might not feel so safe when you're always in fear. And I don't just mean natural safety either. You know? Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for your protection, your safety upon us, that your hand is round about us to keep us in all of our ways. I thank you that these people will take this to heart so they can have your blessings of safety and protection on their lives. And that no person with evil intention will come near these people in Jesus' matchless name. And there will be those that keep your word, that not only hear your word, but they do it in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports, so the Midland High Comics start their 2023 season on Thursday night up in Cadillac against the Vikings. They started the season against Cadillac last year on Friday night at Midland Community Stadium. So it's kind of a home-and-home series, if you would. Them here first. This year, they are here. And so, sorry about that, but I heard a dog coming into my house, barking. I guess he likes my show. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe he doesn't care about my show and he wanted me to be quiet. I don't know. But I don't know. Did the word, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't care about the word from my message and just wanted to hear sports. Honestly, listeners, I don't know. But I digress. So Midland High has their football opener Thursday in Cadillac against the Vikings. But I'm going to talk about more so about the season. And we did graduate a couple, like, most of our key players on the offensive line, including and our quarterback and our running back from last year, so we have some big shoes to fill there. And they'll be filled by a mix of juniors and seniors. We'll have a new quarterback this year. And according to the Midland Daily News, they've seen good things from him so far at practice. They think that he can be a great thrower. They're looking to go to more of a spread offense this year. So throw the ball a bit more than what they have rather recently, where they did a lot of running and stuff and quarterback handoff to running back and things like that. But so this year. I wouldn't say it's an easy schedule necessarily because our league is loaded. Cadillac's not in our league, but our schedule is like this. Week one in Cadillac, week two home with Mount Pleasant. Then the next week they're here against Carmen Ainsworth out of Flint. Then they go to Bay City to play Central. Then they host a Traverse City school, Central. Then they go to Traverse City West. Then they're back here to take on the Traverse City, they're home with Traverse City Central, travel to West, week seven, in Auburn to take on Bay City Western, week eight, they're home with Lapeer, week nine, but in Midland Stadium, but I don't really call that a road game at all because the only difference is we're just, Midland fans are just on the other side of the bleachers. That's literally the only traveling we do, which makes no difference driving-wise. So really, it's not a road game for either school, the Midland Dow game. So in a way, we can always say what I like about Midland High football, kind of football, because it's a shared stadium with Dow, we always get more away more home games than road games. Generally, we basically always do, so that's a cool thing. But anyhow, I do expect us to do great things this year, but I do think that some of the games will be a bit more challenging for us this year. Us playing Lapeer instead of Marquette, like we did last year, and you know, even though it's at home and it's against Lapeer. Lapeer is not an easy opponent for us, generally speaking. We had played them from 2014 to 2017 as a league opponent. We went 1-3 in those games, losing all of the first three by pretty hefty margins, 44-7, 2014 down in Lapeer, by a score of 49-21 in 2015. And then in 2016, 27-9. In 2017, we did beat them 35-14, but they were reloading and things like that. In 2021, the last time we played them, we lost like 47-29 to Lapeer. Hopefully this time we'll get them again. Another big thing is we play Cadillac. I still think we can beat Cadillac. But also we got to play Mount Pleasant. But home versus away, it can make a difference in high school. But, you know, ultimately it's who shows up to play. And Mount Pleasant last year played a lot of juniors. You know what that means? All those kids who were juniors last year, they're seniors now, which means they've improved. We have gained some mass compared to last year in terms of the guys who have come back. Midland has gained some mass, I should say. Midland has gained some mass, according to what I saw on the paper. And so that can be a good thing for us. And then the Traverse City schools, those can always be tough games. when we went to Traverse City to play Central last year, that one went right down to the wire. Traverse City West, I would not be surprised if they reloaded after last year when they didn't do so hot. Dow looking to get better. We do have a lot of good people returning on our defensive line, which is great to see. So if we can do an even better job at defense than last year, then we could be in great shape. And sometimes they do say, have you ever heard of that thing? Sometimes the best offense is actually a good defense. Have you ever heard that before? That school of thought, Jamie? You have or you haven't? But sometimes it can be true. Sometimes it can be that that's what wins you games sometimes.
Yeah.
So this year, what I've decided to do is kind of make kind of a range thing. And based on this range, I'm predicting Midland will go anywhere from 5-4 at worst, actually 6-3 at worst to 8-1 at best is my kind of prediction for 2023 football campaign at the end of the regular season. And then, of course, with football for playoffs, it's week by week. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Yep.
We had a little snafu with the furnace and stuff and the dog barking, but...